All right, everybody, welcome to another edition of the Daily Drip. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving.
It is my favorite holiday.
It is too. Mine too. Gosh.
What is your favorite food on Thanksgiving?
Mashed potatoes.
Okay.
Done.
That's it? What else?
I don't need anything else.
You don't need anything else?
No, I mean, obviously, I'd take turkey.
Okay, well.
But, I mean, who's not?
We're talking turkey.
Are you a white meat or dark meat?
Dark meat all the way.
Yeah. It's so good.
I mean, just give me a big, giant
Literally, though, leg. Like, let's be honest. When I go back for seconds,
yeah.
I'm, like, tomorrow, I am doing mashed potatoes again.
Yeah.
More gravy.
Yeah.
More turkey. That's all I'm doing.
Do you go white meat the second time around? So what I'll do.
I mean, I throw white meat the first time.
Okay.
So I go white meat, dark meat, second
Got
time,
it.
Dark meat.
Got it.
Right? Okay. Like, I know what I actually want.
Yeah.
And I'm fortunate enough that my family actually prefers white.
So you get to have
yeah,
the
but
dark
let's be real. You're okay. When it's on Friday, okay, you want dark meat for your sandwich.
You're damn right. You want dark meat on your sandwich.
Yeah,
you don't want the dried out white meat.
No, that white meat dries out
it
after
does.
The day.
It does. The dark meat holds up.
100%.
Holds up. And also, I will tell you, I do this thing on Thanksgiving where, you know, we eat usually around noonish, one-ish, and then I have what's called Thanksgiving 2. Later on in the evening.
Is anyone around? Or are you doing this by yourself?
Really kind of doing it by myself.
Oh, I do love cranberry. But that's like a filler. You know what I mean? I just like the sweetness of the cranberry that you get.
Depending on the stuffing, I like to roll with stuffing.
I never do stuffing.
You never do stuffing?
I don't.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Really?
Yep. I've tried many different, whether it's in the turkey, out the turkey, different kinds of stuffings. My family pushes it.
Have you ever had like a smoked turkey?
No.
Oh man. Oh man. So my brother-in-law has this like smoker, like a smoker, right? And so it annoys the bejesus out of his wife. But because the smoker doesn't cook anything in like real time,
right?
You have to like it's a smoker.
He's up at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he gets the turkey all brined the way he wants it to. He has this amazing combination of like amber beer and Worcestershire sauce and all these sort of different things he puts into it. He sprays it down.
Secret sauce.
Oh, it's amazing. Then he puts it in there and he will smoke it overnight, right? And so you wake up and it has this like beautiful brown skin. I can't wait for it tomorrow.
Okay, I feel like
I can't wait for
take
tomorrow.
A pause because I need to eat.
Damn it. That's very good.
I'm just hungry now.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this.
Yes. So you may not know this. But the reason why we're talking food is because we're talking food banks today.
Right.
It's kind of the perfect time right around this holiday season for us to think about those who actually don't have the same blessings that we do on Thanksgiving, those who struggle with hunger. In particular, we're going to talk today about the North County Community Food Bank, which serves Clark County.
Yes, it does. And they also actually provide emergency food supplies. They do education and skills trainings one of their things that I think is really cool is they're actually trying to address the root cause of poverty in their community and hunger. This nonprofit actually really helps rebuild the lives of those clients that they serve and gives them hope for a better future. And I think with that, this is the perfect time to that hope is so important all year round, but particularly around Thanksgiving. I think people remember that.
Clark County has a couple of very cool, Vancouver, you guys are very lucky. They have a couple of very cool integrated charities that do multiple things. Mm-hmm. North County Community Food Bank, Share Vancouver is another one. A lot of kind of cool charities that have ventured into other things. Let's talk a little bit about the stats related to hunger, kind of nationwide. Yeah. We won't focus too much on Clark, but I think these stats are important because let's face it, hunger is one of those things that it is a baseline. No one should have to suffer from it sort of thing.
Right.
So why don't you talk a little bit about the startling statistics related to hunger in the United States.
They are startling. So we're going to just talk about America for a moment. Mm-hmm. 1 in 6 people.
That's amazing.
1 in 6 people in America face hunger and issues every single day.
That's unbelievable.
Here in Washington, though,
yeah.
1 in 5 children do.
That's, I still to this day, that's one of those stats that like, As a father who has 3 kids, that is one that always resonates with me.
Food insecurity is something that we really need to tackle.
It's pretty unbelievable.
You know, we're having libraries.
We're throwing away food left and right.
Left and right. We have libraries trying to feed children. We have charities that do backpack programs that try and feed children. We have schools feeding children. We need to start tackling.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable.
How is this still just, it's 2018 and we're going, yep, one in five kids are food insecure in our state.
They don't know where their next
meal is
coming from.
In our state.
That's right.
Over 20 million children actually do receive free and reduced lunch.
Can I ask you a question on that one? Do you feel like growing up, even for you, when were you in elementary school? 15 years ago? 20 years ago?
Yeah, 20.
20 years ago. Just 20 years ago. Yeah. Do you feel like there were less kids on free and reduced lunch than there are today?
I do feel like there was, it felt like, as an elementary school kid, that not as many of my friends were on, free and reduced lunch. However, something was amazing about my elementary school, which here is what was amazing, I think, about public, just these elementary schools right in the heart of it.
Yeah.
I had to go to school early because my brother is older than me. So he would drop me off at the school, then he would go to high school. So I especially spent an hour before school at school, not a pre-daycare thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was free because the school actually was like, yep, drop your kids off.
Yeah.
Now, this was actually for kids that needed free and reduced lunch. So I would sit in the library, not eat the pancakes because I already had breakfast in my morning. Yeah. But there's kids that would eat pancakes because they would make them. The teachers made pancakes in the morning at the library, had hot cocoa, had milk, pancakes, and then they are like, yep, do your homework and read. So I got, I actually spent my time not even realizing, a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, not even realizing, well, they get breakfast.
Yeah.
Right? To me, it was a normalized, oh, they're hungry. And the teachers would ask, do you want food? Did you eat this morning? And I'm like, yeah, I ate.
Yeah.
You know, didn't think twice. And not until later, I went, that was kids actually needing food because it wasn't able to be provided
at home.
They
did not get it.
But
home.
I do feel like the statistics are getting worse.
They
now
are
looking
worse.
Looking now in the field that we're in and looking back at data. Now we of course report better, but
there are certain schools in Mason County that have just decided to go to 100% free and reduced lunch.
Right.
Because it was too overwhelming to continue to try and figure out the kids who weren't.
Right.
The highest states that have food insecurity in this country are Arkansas at 21%, Mississippi at 21%, and Texas at 18%.
Right, but our whole over average of the United States for food insecurity is actually an average about 14%.
And when we say food insecurity, what we mean is you don't know where your next meal is coming
from. There's not even I think I'll eat tomorrow.
That's right.
It's you don't know. You can't even fathom where it's going to come
from. How is it possibly going to show up on your plate?
Yeah.
So why don't you talk a little bit about what North County Community Food Bank says actually helps them?
Right. So they gave us their giving impact statement, and they actually gave us an amount of $25. So you could actually give $5 through your paycheck if you wanted to get up to your $25.
Or 25. Let's just do it. I mean, $25 a month.
It's Thanksgiving.
People. Come on.
Come on. Do it tonight.
Yeah.
Do it right now. But okay, so if you do donate your $25, you will actually be able to provide a low-income child a glimpse of just what it takes to be a chef and create a healthy meal at home. This is super cool.
Yeah.
They call them Celebrity Chefs and Kids in the Kitchens program.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a 6-week series of class. $25 does this. Okay, you can't even do that privately.
That's right.
You know what I mean? This is awesome. So you will provide them a 6-week series of classes which pair up with youth's age 10 to 18 with a local celebrity chef in the area. So somewhere down in Clark, they pick out these local restaurants, which is incredible. You should support your local restaurants because they're helping out North County Community Food
Bank.
Right. They do Culinary Institute instructors. They get this apron and hands-on classes that gives kids these confidence and knowledge while they learn nutrition and how to safely prepare a meal at home. Fun.
Very cool.
Can you imagine, you're this kid, you're 12, right?
Yeah.
You go through the 6-week class, you're just jazzed.
Yeah.
You have the chance to watch the Food Network, right? And you're I'm on Chopped.
Yeah.
Okay, I did watch that today. I'm
not
gonna lie.
Yes, of course, obviously.
I mean, it's Thanksgiving.
I can't ignore it.
Can't stop.
Yeah.
So you get to do this and you get to go home and you're like, hey, mom, hey, dad, check this out. Look what I get to prep. Let me cook dinner tonight.
Right.
And that just is the engagement of a kid seeing that and then getting those classes and then being able to bring that back home. Incredible.
Yeah. That's really cool. Very cool.
I just like the name, too. It's just good. I just know. Celebrity chefs with and kids.
Celebrity chefs and kids. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So on this very, like, beautiful holiday where families get together and count their blessings and talk about how much we have and how much we appreciate the things that are in our lives, why don't we take a few minutes and try and help those who maybe don't have the same thing? If you like what you heard here today through iTunes or your Android device, you can visit our website and go to the Daily Drip link and you can start giving to the charity directly. Or if you're on the website, just go ahead and click the Start Giving to This Charity link directly underneath this video. This has been another version of the Daily Drip. Happy Thanksgiving, people.
Happy Thanksgiving, and don't forget to rate and review.
Yes.